you're hearing this before listening to the weekly show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
I really enjoyed the show this week. Now we had a little bit of trouble. We butted heads a few times trying to ask our questions of Bernard. Perhaps next time we should synchronize a little bit better. I didn't want to share my awesome questions with you, though. I didn't want you to steal them.
I didn't know how many you had as well, so I didn't know when you'd finished your line of questioning.
I had very few. Now, there was one more. Well, actually, there's several more stories I wanted to get to, but we can probably save them.
How would I know?
One of them was, lots of tantrums can signal mental trouble.
It's always very confusing because you do these ones that aren't in the notes and then I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
This Bill Nye declares Todd Akin a goddamn idiot. I wish that Boing Boing wasn't 404ing on that. They do that sometimes. I think they unpublish and then republish.
Right.
Sometimes. Bill Nye, the science guy. Last week he actually had a really cool YouTube about why you shouldn't teach children creationism.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which one is it? I think that they've removed the... I think they might have removed the post from Boing Boing, maybe. Bill Nye declares... No, it's still 404ing. I get a Google result from Boing Boing that says, just the the opening bit, where is it? God damn it. Oh, it's moved. Once again, super science instructor and amazing guy, Bill Nye, tells it like it is. This morning on an interview with the Smithsonian Channel, ellipsis, where the title is of the post, Bill Nye declares Todd Akin fucking idiot, issues debate challenge, I think, is probably how that ends. Someone has
apparently
posted.
It's fake.
Do you think so? Is that why they've deleted it from Boing Boing? It doesn't sound like the sort of language Bill Nye would use calling someone a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Story is satire, read fake.
Oh. Why? I wonder why they unpublished it rather than just editing it. Usually they edit their posts. They put updates and corrections on.
Don't know.
Damn, I was excited about that story. Of course, it's hard to fact check if they just delete rather than putting a notice on there.
Yep.
That's irritating. I'm irritated. Dylan, I'm irritated.
I can hear it.
I'm frustrated. I'm disappointed.
Next story.
Side effect. I'm just going to go through the stories that I was going to do, so then I don't need to worry about carrying them over to next week. I'm not going to actually read the article. Side effect of the Apple versus Samsung trial. Increased sales for Samsung. Streisand effect, basically.
People think you're going to go away?
I think that's exactly right. And now it sounds like Apple are trying to get rid of the Samsung Galaxy S3, which is widely considered the best smartphone available at the moment.
Well, they'd be wise to, wouldn't they?
Except by idiots who think that you know, nothing with Android could ever be good. And, you know, I don't mean to marginalise them by describing them from the outset as idiots, but they are.
Yes, I agree.
Samsung Galaxy S3 feels a little bit plasticky, but aside from that, really very lovely. And the size doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm so over the cell phone bullshit.
Me too, but I need to get a new one because my old one is... The lawsuit bullshit.
It's so demoralizing.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? Another one. Actually, we could have done this one with Bernard because last time he was on the show, he spoke about having a gastric banding or stapling or redirection or something, which helped him lose a great deal of weight. So Adams NZ in the chat room says, "Erg, the S3 is too large." Are you... very petite? Have you got little hands? I actually can see how it might seem too large. If you're using it one-handed and you were going like thumb from one corner to the other, I think that probably wouldn't be great.
I have that... I'm typing. I realize I can talk. I have that problem with the Galaxy S2 just.
Yeah.
But it's very rarely an issue.
I don't think they're going to get bigger than the S3. Not popular ones anyway.
Well, not the cell phone style, the mini tablet.
Just because ergonomically... Oh, well, I mean, that's a different thing entirely.
Well, it is, but the phablet. I see people talking on those weird middle-sized ones. Yeah. Like the 7-inch. Like the
7-inch. Oh, that's madness. I think, really, to seriously carry one of those, either you need to wear a blazer all the time, or you need to be a girl. You need to be a woman and carry a handbag. Because I can do one of those things. Well, actually, I'd say you could do both of those things. You can have a clutch purse. Well, the two things that I suggested were that you could wear a blazer or have a handbag.
You said
you need to be a woman because men don't generally carry a clutch. There, but the thing is that a lot of women's clothes have no pockets at all. So it doesn't really matter what size the things are that they carry. They carry a friggin' bag.
I was wearing a suit the other day. I didn't have pockets in my jacket.
You wore a suit? Were they stitched clothes? You need to unpack them.
I didn't realize that when I put it on, and then I was like,
that's very basic.
Next time I wear it out, I'll have to make sure I unpick the pockets so I can put my hands in my jacket pockets.
Please tell me you didn't leave the silk label on the sleeve.
Yeah, all the labels are on it. You do that, don't you? Isn't that the trend? All my jeans still have the size label stuck across the lower legs.
Sometimes, you know, when you go into a place and you're like, these are going to be my new favorite jeans.
Yeah, you know that feeling? A little bit too long and you don't get them adjusted. Well, this is what happens to me. You're a little bit too long, you don't get them adjusted, and then you end up just munting the back of them, and you're like, well, I have to get a new favorite pair of jeans, and this time I'll get them taken up properly.
I don't have that problem. You should go to Jeans West and get pants that are the correct length for you.
No, I do that, but they're still not quite right.
What is wrong with you?
I guess I'm just
are your dimensions
between,
odd?
Just in the middle of two lengths or something.
Yeah.
So not they don't hang, you know, I'm not walking on them constantly. They're just dragging on the ground a little bit and get frayed and then start to come apart.
See, I think that once... Now, I mean, I remember having that same thing.
I could have high heels. Well, not high heel. I could have platform shoes.
You could wear adult shoes.
That would solve the problem.
You don't need platform shoes at all. Not at all. I remember having that. I actually liked having jeans where the heel was completely worn through once upon a time.
I do have lots like that.
Now, I think it makes you look like a child. Not a child, but like a 17-year-old child.
Yeah. No, that's
makes you look very young and scruffy.
Daily attire.
It's comfortable.
My current pair of jeans are doing all right.
So now the reason that I started to talk about Bernard having the banding, the gastric, whatever it was he had, this is not why he did it. Calorie restriction may not extend lifespan. Now this is an interesting sort of a subculture which I've been sort of watching from a sidelong glance for several years now. This is people. They tend to be skeletally thin because they constantly have themselves on starvation diets, just barely enough to live and certainly less calories than would be recommended for an ordinary healthy body weight, because there were some tended to be rat and rodent studies where calorie starvation diets led to quite extended lifespans. But it turns out that in humans, in primates anyway, which is obviously much closer to humans than mice and rats, it doesn't extend their lives. They just are unhappy. So these poor skinny bastards talking, it's a long time since I've looked at their forums, but they're talking about strategies for coping with the pain of being hungry, right? What sort of a life are you setting yourself up for? They were saying things like, it's worth it for a few extra years. And the expectation, based on some of the rodent trials, was that they might get decades more, 30 years more even. It's worth it for being alive for that extra amount of time. Well, guess what? You were trying to figure out how to live your life in terrible pain for nothing, according to this latest study. You know, the next one might reverse it again. But there wasn't a good understanding of how the whole mechanism worked, and I think there probably still isn't. But of course, if we can figure out exactly why it is that the rodents' lives are extended by having restricted diets, maybe there's a drug that can be taken that can do the same thing without starving yourself for your whole life. I'm not suggesting that people should eat all they like. I think that's pretty bad in the long run, although it's pretty much what I do myself. And, you know, obviously it's going to kill me early. Certainly, according to one of those death calculators, the last time I did one of those, I think it told me I was going to be dead at 69. Or maybe it was doing a 69, which is very interesting and psychic. Goodness, of a web page to figure that out.
Would then you do that more often or less often?
Yeah. Eating lots?
No, I mean, if
you... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thing told you you're going.
Well, if you were doing it very infrequently, you'd always think...
Oh, this is going to be the time.
This is the time. If you had gone 20 years without doing it, you'd be like, damn it, I'm going to die now. This is when I'm going to die. But if you were doing it every single day, you'd be like, sometime. So I'm going to die one day. All right. I'm doing this thing every single day. So, you know, who knows when it's going to be.
Good.
It reminds me of a joke I heard today that I'm not going to repeat. All right, if you insist. So a man goes to a psychic.
Stop.
He goes to a psychic, and the psychic says, he says, I'm staring into my crystal ball, or I'm reading these goat's entrails, or I'm looking at the clouds and focusing on the tea leaves in my third eye, blind, and I cannot see your life past next Tuesday. And the man sits there for a moment and he freaks out. Oh my God, I've got less than a week to live. And then that following Tuesday, after going and riding the roller coaster he was too scared of and eating all the foie gras he could fit in his gob and finally rooting his secretary who he had been eyeing up even though he was married for years, he's told that his psychic has died. See, it's a terrible joke, and that's why I didn't want to tell it. And it was obvious from a long time in the beginning, wasn't it? And even then, I told it better than I heard it.
No, I wasn't listening.
Perfect. Hey, I've got an idea. Fuck you.
Next story.
Here's another copyright one. Oops. Copyright cops return seized Roha director domain names 19 months later.
Oh, yeah, this is some American lawmakers have questioned the legality of this. This is the Immigration Customs Enforcement.
ICE.
Confiscation of domain names.
Yeah.
There's some really interesting ones have been taken. And essentially, it's the same law they use to take the Mega Upload domain name away.
It's a good reason not to have a .com, but to have a .nz, Dylan. .nz.
Yeah.
A .nz, Dylan. Dylan.
Okay, sure.
Dylan, a .nz. Not a .com, .org, .net. I've got some comms and nets. And I worry about them. Not sure why I keep all the domains I've got. I've got too many. I've got ACNZs and ORGNZs and CONZs. I had a GeekNZ. I'm embarrassed about ever having had a GeekNZ. Very embarrassed about that. I regret not getting a .tv when I could. It was a great one. There was a great one, and I was like, do I want to do that project? Do I want to do that project? Then I was like, yeah, I do want to do that project, and I went back to the site, and it would have been taken up just days before. What an idiot. What an idiot. If you see a domain you want, buy it.
Next story.
New Zealand, this is from Tumeke, Dylan, you'll be pleased to know. New Zealand is an alcoholic in denial. The booze industry... We didn't do the big story about the gay marriage equality bill passing its first reading. How did we not do that? Because it was so big, I guess, that we just assumed it was...
Well, it was also right on the cusp of when we were talking about last week. And probably forgot that we...
80-40 in the end. 80-40.
It did well.
John Banks voted in favour. Had to, I think. I think ACT would have... he would have been out. Actually, if he hadn't done that, I think Epsom would probably just about elect almost anyone. So he couldn't count on that that working out for himself. Anyway, a day or two later, they also voted on changing the legal drinking age in New Zealand, and several options were mooted. Number one, changing it from 18 back to 20, which is where it was years ago. Number two, and this is what I preferred over changing it back to 20, was having a split drinking age. So the 18-year-olds would still be able to drink in bars, where ostensibly, you know, there's a gatekeeper who is not legally allowed to serve them if they're already pissed. You know, the reality is, you know, it's probably a little bit more awkward than that. And thirdly, keeping it at 18. And by some friggin' fluke, they voted against the split. And then, thankfully, they voted against changing it to 20. So it stayed at 18. And I think that's a really good idea. Now, unfortunately, I haven't brought the story up, but David Farah on KiwiBlog had a really interesting breakdown of what's happened since the drinking age was changed to 18. And now a lot of people talk about the binge drinking culture in New Zealand. The thing is, that's not people. That's not a problem for people just between 18 and 19, right? And changing it back to 20, those are the only people that are affected by that directly, isn't it?
Well, the stranger thing is people argue that it's not even about the 18 and 19-year-olds. It's about the 15 and 16 and 17.
But there's the thing. The drinking amongst those age groups since it's changed down to 18 has reduced.
Well, look, they're blah something.
So these people who are getting panicky, for instance, old Martin Bomber Bradbury on Tumeke, talking about how the booze industry have won and how the sheep of New Zealand, brothers and sisters, what does he say? I can't remember what he says. Whānau, that's what he says. How we've been tricked and this is anti-democratic and so on. And he says that we should have pushed the purchase age up to 20. But I shouldn't use this word. He's a wowser.
He's just, I find him so, I don't even know the right words. I only saw a little bit of the parliamentary debate, and it was absurd to me to see MPs trying to argue that it should be 20.
Yeah.
I can't, when you can do absolutely everything else.
At 18 is when you're an adult in New Zealand.
There is nothing you can't do at 18 in this country.
Yeah.
There is nothing, after that point, you can do everything that is legal to do.
Yep.
There are no more restrictions.
Yep. You can be a member of parliament.
Yep. You can vote, you can anything, you know, you get married, you can all the things.
Yeah.
And to say that you can't drink then, it was just absurd to hear people trying to argue that point. Yep. 20, like, it's ridiculous.
Kawana says, wait, isn't it 21 to gamble?
Oh, okay.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Gambling age in?
No, it's 21.
New Zealand.
Or is it 20? No, it's 20. No? Wait. Oh, I don't even know anymore. Maybe it is 18.
You and the New Zealand law. This is from Waikato University. Recreational drugs, gambling, lotteries, lotto and daily keno. You must be 18 or older. Instant Kiwi, you must be 16 or older. TAB, you must be 18 or older. And casinos, the legal age to enter any casino is 20. So gambling is all over the place.
Well, that should be 18 as well for the casinos. I don't see any reason why that's 20.
I think it probably should be as well, but that's not about gambling.
No,
you don't have to be 20 to gamble. You have to be 20 to go into those specific buildings, of which I think there are about three in the whole country. But you're right; that's inconsistent, and that should be changed. But you can gamble at 18, very, very clearly, and in fact, in some cases, you can gamble at 16. Instant Kiwi. So there you go. That is very inconsistent. That one's all over the place. It'd be nice if you could only start driving at 18 in some ways. I mean, if you could do learner's stuff, but you couldn't ever drive by yourself before the age of 18, that'd be pretty handy. Fuck up the rural people, though, wouldn't it? Those poor kids, that'd be tough. That wouldn't work, actually, would it? That wouldn't work at all. We need to wait for all the for the petrol to run out. Then we'll come up with a solution to that problem. Bicycles, I think. Horses, the way it used to be. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Time to go?
Don't know.
What's your auntie been talking about?
Oh, my God. Who posted that?
So,
Bomber, fuck you. Oh.
Do you want to talk about
Sorry, I'm reading Tumeke now. It's making me angry.
They posted about what?
So TVNZ could have saved TVNZ 7. Television New Zealand will pay $11.3 million dividend to its government shareholder after the state-owned enterprise profit jumped from $2 million in 2011 to $14 million in 2012.
Yeah.
And he says, cough, cough, so TVNZ could have afforded running TVNZ 7 without taking any more money from the taxpayer.
No, it couldn't have because it has to return a dividend.
Yes, because spending that money on running TVNZ 7 would be taking money from the taxpayer.
Yeah. Well,
it would be not returning money.
You are correct. But it's more correct to say you wouldn't be returning money. They have an obligation, yes. I think, to return a dividend, though, don't they?
They do have an obligation to return a dividend.
I don't
they
know no what choice size it has matter. To be. So the rating on IMDb has dropped from 8 out of 10 to 7.9 out of 10 in the last, probably the last couple of hours, which still smashes the shit out of New Zealand's longest running. I'm going to get to it. Smashes the shit out of New Zealand's largest, longest running TV show.
What's New Zealand's longest running TV show?
Maybe greatest number of episodes, longest running TV show.
Okay.
Maybe it counts with that.
Sure.
I mean, fair goes longer running in terms of when did it start.
The
news is longer running in terms of when it started. And actually, the news probably has more episodes than anything else, but that's not really a show, is it?
Okay.
Anyway, A Touch of Cloth. Have you heard of Charlie Brooker? As in Charlie Brooker from Screenwipe and so on. Yes. Well, he made the Black Mirror series. I think he only produced that. I don't know if he wrote any of it. The Black Mirror stuff was friggin' amazing, especially the pig one. Oh my God. So good. A Touch of Cloth. It's a police... It's structured like a police drama, but it is a comedy in the vein of Hot Shots or Airplane. And it is...
Hence the poo joke in the title.
Exactly. His name is Detective Inspector Jack Cloth. And his new partner he meets, Detective Constable Ann Oldman. Basically, stupid wordplay and funny background characters and so on all over. I don't know, somewhere in England. It's probably London. Maybe it's just sort of generic England city.
I'm still pretty convinced that all of England is basically London.
Generic place with, you know, young hoodlum layabouts. It's very funny.
Good.
It's like The Naked Gun. It's like Police Squad. It's like, you know, those stupid American comedies. But it's pretty funny. Now I've only had one VHS from my auntie. It's got two episodes, but I've only watched one of them. It's probably worth a look. John Hannah stars as Jack Cloth. John Hannah, you'll know from such distinguished films as The Mummy and The Mummy Returns. Anyway.
Did you talk about Copper at some point?
Copper? Yeah, I think I mentioned that last week, Copper.
What did you think of it?
I watched the first episode and it was violent and it seemed all right and I'm not interested in watching anymore.
Fair enough.
I think it's probably good, but it's not my thing, I guess, ultimately. It's not my thing because it doesn't have beautiful teenage vampires.
Ah.
Oh my God. Actually, you know, if we're going to do, what's your auntie been talking about? Breaking Bad. Oh my God, Breaking Bad. Oh my God. Oh my God, Breaking Bad. Oh, Breaking Bad. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, you're dead to me.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad, not a single episode of it ever. The advantage is, I see spoilers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they make no sense to me whatsoever, so they can't spoil anything, which means at some point I can start watching Breaking Bad, and any spoilers I've seen be so far in the past and so removed from any context that they won't be spoilers.
Oh my God, Breaking Bad. You know, when I heard about this, it was the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. And now Bryan Cranston has turned into the baddest motherfucker on television. The scariest dude. Holy shit, Breaking Bad. I think it's got a 9.4 out of 10 on IMDb. 9.4.
Yes, some people quite like it.
I think this is the best TV show I've ever seen.
So you quite like it?
It is so good. I mean, not every single scene in every episode is great. You know, some of them seem a little bit slow, but that's probably important to the story. I don't necessarily like all of the characters. But the story, the descent, the depravity, the violence,
So what you're saying is it's quite good.
Every now and then, terror, stress, fear, and then a comedic moment, and then something unbelievably badass happens. And anyway, the current season, season 5, has been announced as the final season. They won't make any more after this. Who knows if they'll make a movie? I don't know. I haven't actually read rumors about that kind of thing. They are having a mid-semester break. They've had 8 out of the planned, possibly already produced, 16 episodes.
Probably not produced. They tend to be, American shows tend to be quite close to air in their production.
Well,
they're usually...
Maybe. Except anyway. The final scene was played at the beginning of the first episode.
Sure.
And the way it's put together...
It'll be planned that way.
Yeah, naturally.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying.
The way it's put together, I'm not... I mean, maybe. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be shot, you know, sequentially or anything.
No, they do usually shoot it episodically, and they do usually...
But I don't think they'll do scene to scene, will they? They won't do scene one. Now we'll go back out to the desert and do scene 2.
No, of course not. No, I mean, and not necessarily singly. Well,
anyway, the point. Let me get the point.
Yeah, it's probably still
mid-semester
that's
break.
That's usually why they take these breaks.
Mid-semester break is 1 year. So the last 8 episodes of the season are playing next motherfucking year.
All right. Well, they definitely won't have shot them in because they wouldn't leave them in the can that long for fear that they'd get out somehow. There's no way they will have shot them. They would not leave 8 episodes of that show sitting on the shelf.
Because you can't trust an editor.
You can't trust anyone who gets their hands on it. No fucking way they're sitting there on the shelf.
You think not?
Absolutely not. Not a show in hell.
Seems a long time to finish off a season.
Really, it's 2 seasons. So I'm not sure why they... Anyway.
Because the previous seasons, I think, were 13 episodes long, and then having an 8-episode final season would be quite challenging, wouldn't it?
Well, they're having a 16-episode final season, but they're splitting it in 2, so they're actually having 2 8-episode final seasons. Anyway, but whatever.
Well, no, because I think it's telling that the single final part of the story, and that's why it's 1 season.
Yep.
You know, because each season has told 1 part of the story. So season 4, obviously, was... Spoilers. And season 1 was spoilers, and season 2 was, you know, that whole thing with spoilers.
Yep.
Oh, my God, season 1. Oh, my God, season 1. That was amazing, season 1. Oh, my God, season 1. The thing with the thing and the... Oh, my God, season 1. Breaking Bad. God, it's so good. It's so very good.
There you go. Apparently the internet says they're taking a break from filming until November.
Right. So, I mean, they are going to shoot well in advance of the air date then.
They start shooting well in advance of the air date, but usually the episodes are finished editing only a couple of weeks before they go to air, if that.
That doesn't mean that they haven't shot most of it.
No, they'll do it.
There'll be pickups, of course.
No, they'll do it in the blocks. They won't. They do it in the blocks. They work through the blocks, at a time, or episode at a time. I swear to God, they do it that way.
I'm not necessarily disputing that. I'm just suggesting that they aren't going to wait until 2 weeks before the final episode plays to start shooting the final episode.
Oh, no. They'll shoot. They'll shoot
it all at the end of this year.
But each episode takes, you know, each episode will take 2 or 3 weeks in production.
Yeah.
In shooting.
Yeah.
And however long. So basically it means...
You know, we're not really disagreeing. You're just being boringly pedantic.
Yeah, no, but the point is anyway, they don't have the episodes finished and sitting on the shelf. They won't have wrapped shooting yet. Often the final shooting won't finish until, you know.
Oh my God, the thing that happens at the beginning of the first episode. So we know what's going to happen at the end of the last episode, but we don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen after it starts happening, but we know what's going to happen. Oh my God, Breaking Bad.
Great, so I've got a year to watch 4.5 seasons, 4.5 seasons of Breaking Bad. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you might hate it. And, you know, that's cool. Everyone likes different things. Some people don't like stuff that's really obviously good. Some people don't like that. Some people only like stuff that sucks. for all I know, you know, you might turn out to be one of those people. I don't think so.
Really like Anger Management with Charlie Sheen.
Anger Management is so shit.
2 and a Half Men was great.
I refuse to be baited, Dylan.
Okay.
Fish and chips.
This show is cancelled.
Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.